Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated as rising Treasury yields continued to weigh on the information technology sector, which was down 2.6%, and with investors eyeing tonight's inflation data. Dow was down 413 points or 1.2%. That's the largest one-day point and percentage drop since the 31st of March. Goldman Sachs Group down 0.2%, announcing it has acquired Netherlands-based asset manager NN Investment Partners for 1.7 billion euros to expand its asset management footprint in Europe. Broader S&P 500 down 1.7%. That's the index's largest one-day point and percentage decline since the 7th of March. Energy sector down 3.1%, leading all 11 primary sectors lower. Occidental Petroleum down 6.3% and ConocoPhillips down 4.9%. Airline stocks, however, bucked the weaker trend, with Delta Airlines climbing about 4% and American Airlines Group up 2.3%. Twitter Inc. Gained 1.7%. That was after CEO Parag Agarwal revealed that Elon Musk had abandoned his plan to join the company's board. AT&T rallying 7.7% on its first trading day following the spin-off of its 71% stake in Warner Brothers. NASDAQ shed 2.2%, losses deepening in the final hour of the session. Microsoft Corp down 3.9%, while chipmakers Nvidia Corp and Advanced Micro Devices fell 5.2% and 3.6% respectively. Small cap Russell 2000 index down 0.7%. On the US economic data front, consumer expectations for where inflation will be in 1 year rose to 6.6% in March. That's the highest since the survey was launched in 2013 and up from 6% in February. Household spending seen growing 7.7% in the year ahead, also a series high. Just 23% saw their household finances improving in the year ahead. That's the smallest share since the survey began. Attention now turns to the release of the Consumer Price Index for March tonight. Economists expecting a print of 8.4%, which would be up from 7.9% in February. National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index for March also on the agenda tonight in the US. European bourses eased ahead of key central bank meetings and US inflation prints. Technology sector down 2%, leading the pan-European Stock 600 Index 0.6% lower. Germany's DAX down 0.6%. France's CAC, however, edged 0.1% higher. Societe Generale rallied almost 5%, said it will cease its banking and insurance activities in Russia, including selling Rosbank. In broader stock moves, Finland's Nokian Tyres dropped more than 15%. That was after the company announced that new European Union sanctions against Russian rubber will have a significant impact on its production. London's FTSE 100 lost 0.7%. Just note budget carrier EasyJet and online fashion retailer ASOS PLC released first half results tonight. On the UK economic data front, GDP growth slowed to 0.1% in February from 0.8% in January. That was also short of economists' forecast for 0.3%. Office for National Statistics said the UK economy is 1.5% above its pre-coronavirus pandemic level of February 2020. Base metals weaker across the board, copper losing 0.9% to be trading around $4.64 a pound, nickel falling approximately 3%, aluminium down 2.6%, zinc dipping 0.1%. China inflation figures out yesterday. China's CPI accelerated by 1.5% in March from a year earlier. That's up from 0.9% in February. China's core CPI measure rose by 1.1% in March from a year earlier. The producer price index rose by 8.3% in March, which was down from a rise of 8.8% in February. Benchmark spot iron ore down $4.05 or 2.6% to $150.60 a metric tonne. Gold futures edged $2.60 or 0.1% higher to $1,948.20 an ounce. I note the US dollar index topped 100 for the first time in nearly 2 years last Friday. Also, for those watching Bitcoin, it was down 8%, dropping below 40,000 for the first time since the 16th of March. Oil prices retreated, WTI down $3.97 or 4% to $94.29 a barrel, lowest settlement since the 25th of February. Brent down $4.30 or 4.2% to $98.48 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields up 6.6 basis points to 2.78%. That's the highest yield settlement for the benchmark maturity since the 18th of January 2019. Chinese 10-year government bond yields fell below their US counterpart for the first time in a decade, some pointing to the rise in coronavirus cases in China. The shorter end of the curve, the US 2-year note yield added 1.2 basis points to 2.51%. Aussie dollar buying about 74.2 US cents. NAB Business Confidence Survey for March headlines today's local economic calendar.
This is general advice only. and we have not considered your needs or objectives.